Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Saturday, the 13th of June of the year 2020. Happy birthday today in 823 to Charles the Bald, Holy Roman Emperor, and in 839 to Charles the Fat, Holy Roman Emperor. A series of unfortunately named Charleses there in the Holy Roman Empire back in the 800s, apparently. Happy dearthiversary today in 1861 to Henry Grey, the English anatomist and surgeon. He was well known for his surgery, his doctoring, his writings on the human body, and in latter death, the soap opera that was named after him. Your guest today on the podcast is self-help guru and dictaflector, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. So full of self-help. So much help.
As always on the weekend, we take a step back from the Victorian dentistry that is the 24-hour news cycle and take a deep breath of the experimental anesthesia that is the weekend magazine. This Saturday, we'll be talking all the latest in DIY news for our top feature section, but first some weekend magazine features we won't have time for. In the Weekend magazine this Saturday, how to prioritise your insomnia worries. How do you rank the global pandemic next to the horrible thing someone said to you at school 15 years ago, and why do they both mean you can never sleep again? And top tips for stylish home protests for when you want to get out on the streets, but the streets are scary, as well as six games you can play at home that are genuinely dangerous, from chutney roulette to Russian roulette to Siberian roulette, which is like Russian roulette, but more so. You been playing any dangerous home games, Tiff?
Oh, let me think. Dangerous home games. Yeah, I think chances are I'm most likely to injure myself in my house by doing things like slipping in the shower. It does make you realise how many booby traps are laid for you. I mean, literally booby traps. Because I hit my...
Well, you have a hot tub, right? which is like a snare for predators.
It is, yeah, yeah. We've got the foxes coming in. We've got the dicks. I have to deflect them. No, a literal booby trap. I literally trapped my boob in the door the other day. So those are my... It is like living in mousetrap. I'm very untidy as well at the moment. So I say at the moment, I go through periods of either being so spotlessly tidy that we've gone mad and I've organized drawers in detail, or general disarray. I can't seem to find a happy medium between the two. So,
well, I mean, it's always nice to bring a thrill to your life, and whether it's wavering wildly between immense disorganization and spotlessly clean house of a serial killer, I think it's a nice way to live on the edge.
I like the fact that serial killers are spotlessly clean. You do have to be organised, I suppose, don't you, for these if you don't want to get caught.
Yeah, otherwise it's you don't get to the serial part, I guess.
Yeah, that let it be said of me, I am too unorganised and lazy to be a serial killer.
Yeah, that's all the time we have your feature sections that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what does anything matter? You might as well drown your sorrow in an orgy of capitalistic excess, like the Great Gatsby, because he seemed happy if you missed the point of that book that you probably think is a film. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by vomiting. Vomiting and diarrhea. Diarrhea and vomiting are common in adults, children, and babies, and diarrhea can be incredibly hard to talk about in a text message to your friends as to why you're missing dinner, both emotionally and technically. The H isn't usually where you want it to be. Whether it's viral gastroenteritis or plain old food poisoning, either way, you can be dehydrated and simultaneously incapable of keeping anything down. If you're vomiting relentlessly, try dissolving some electrolyte salts in half a glass of water and lying very still and flat for a few minutes to see what happens. Half a glass of water. It's the only thing with half a chance of staying down. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Pest Assessors. Assess the quality of your home pests. Rank your cockroaches, rate your rats, and really get a feel for where your termites sit on the all-time termite ranking. Pest Assessors. Get your home pest assessed today.
It's a bit of a tongue twister. Pest Assessors.
Yeah, I don't know why these advertisers keep giving me incredibly complexly written advertisements. The world's a shithole and you're not sure how to be on social media because you're essentially fine. When times are hard, being okay can be hard. I guess you have what they call privilege, and you'd call it privilege too, except that at least 70% of the people you know who say things like privilege are privileged c***s leveraging performative guilt to elbow their way into the only spaces and conversations that aren't already about them. It's a problem. And the solution is Slick Fingers Social Media Consultants. Slick Fingers Social Media Consultants will give you a personalized guide as to how to curate your social media presence. Whether you want to achieve a public persona that's full-on virtue signaling, or keep your head down and just post videos of cute puppies so that everyone can assume either you don't follow the news or the internet despite the fact that you're clearly on the internet right now, or that you genuinely don't give a f***. Walk the line between transparently performative self-abasement and dog-whistling narcissism with Slick Fingers Social Media Consultants. Premium service includes apology coaching for when you get it wrong, because we want you to get it wrong right. Slick Fingers Social Media Consultants. Don't tell anyone you're signing up today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's your ad section for Saturday's Weekend Magazine.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature section. Your top feature section in this week's magazine is a DIY feature section. Tiff Stevenson, you're our DIY hero. What's going on in the world of DIY right now?
Well, people are doing a lot of work on their homes, and sustainability is key during a pandemic. That's what we're looking at. So we're having to double up on items and just be smart, you know, like wallpapering and using your own tears as paste has been very big this year. You'd be surprised how sticky that goo from your eyes is. You want to double down on household items like your calendar, you know, just rip it up, because let's be honest, who f***ing needs one right now? And just use it as toilet paper. Literally wipe your ass on 2020. Shit heaps are going to be huge. Take a shit in your own garden to use as fertilizer for your beautiful flower beds. Sure, your neighbours will hate you, but on the other hand, nice flowers. Shit does indeed make the flowers grow. we're going to be trying to maximize, and I want to say that in capital letters, we're going to be trying to maximize space in our homes. So a lot of us will be breaking up with our partners and getting them to move out, which is a great way to maximize space. Making the most of any outdoor space you have is also key. If you don't have a garden, then just barbecue on your balcony or sunbathe by sticking your legs out of an open window. There's a lot you can do. I mean, I've got a hot tub. Not everyone can have a hot tub. Look, anyone can have a hot tub if you can get onto Argos. I purchased the cheapest one possible. So anyone can have a hot tub. You just need access to some water. Maybe some farting. I don't know. Look, you just need access to some water. Get yourself an inflatable hot tub.
Look, Tiff, everyone can have a hot tub, but not everyone should have a hot tub. There's some personality types that I feel should not be entrusted with a hot tub.
Well, everyone thinks I'm having a very glamorous lockdown because they're seeing pictures in the hot tub. But what they don't realise is I'm just in my little scrap of a garden off the North Circular. I am not in a glamorous pool in Ibiza, which is what people keep thinking. They're like, where are you? I put up some solar powered fairy lights. It's amazing, genuinely though, how much you can do little things like that that will make you feel better. If you have a balcony or a little outside space, some solar powered fairy lights that you'll just look out and you go, oh, they're twinkly and nice, aren't they twinkly and nice? And you feel like it's a celebratory part of the year. Just whenever. I've done the back of my garden like a gastro pub, like a pub that has gastro aspirations. You know, when you go, they used to do this, right? It used to just be a pub. And then they were like, no, we fancy ourselves now. We've put up some fairy lights and we've got a wood-fired pizza oven. Now we're a gastro pub.
The problem with a hot tub with gastro aspirations is if you accidentally drink any of the water, you'll have gastroenteritis.
You'll have gastro actuations. Is that a word? Who knows?
It is.
Who knows?
Now.
Well, that's one of the good things about it is it's got a little chlorine kind of thing in it. And I've been hearing about friends of mine in LA who are giving up their pool to other friends to use because apparently chlorine, you know, I'm not a scientist, so I'm just saying this from articles that I've read, but it apparently kills COVID. So people are using other people's pools, which is very nice. People who have pools in their garden are saying, look, we're quite lucky. Come over and use it. We'll stay inside while you use it. You've got to wipe all the surfaces and stuff. Do not take this as official advice in any way, shape or form. But go out there and research what the possibilities are.
I mean, look, if you don't have room for a hot tub, all you need is a green screen and a screensaver. You can at least look like the holiday you wish you were having.
Put some swimwear on, yeah, and pretend to be in a hot tub, but just be in a corner of your living room crying again. A lot of this involves crying. A lot of my tips involve crying at the moment.
That's all the time we have for our top feature in the Weekend magazine, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, guest and producer Christopher, I'm having a curious problem with the audio of the newscasts. At seemingly random times, a high-pitched beeping tone is heard. This doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it appears to be at the most inopportune time. While I am unable to hear what is said during the tone, Alice and the guest often react strongly, and I feel I have missed something quite important. Is there anything I can do to solve this vexing problem? Please let me know. Thank you, David. Well, thank you for writing to us, David. I really have no f***ing idea what you're talking about. I don't speak in bleeps. I've never made a high-pitched beeping noise in my life, or if I have, it's certainly been in private. And all I can say is,
yeah, I have no idea what the this is about. Off.
Thank you. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, because now it's the end of the show. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest on the podcast today was Tiff Stevenson. And if you enjoyed her work on today's episode, you can go back to episode 151 or episode 135 to get more premium Tiff Stevenson work. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Sure. I think I was on like episode 2 or 3, maybe. Was I? Near the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Episode
2 or 3 of this year, of course.
Yes, yeah, of this year. I'd like to plug my YouTube channel, because last time I plugged my YouTube channel, I had a flood of new subscribers to it. So find that. It's just Tiff Stevenson on YouTube. And I'm trying to put as much content up there as I can. Content, guys. I'm not promising it's going to be good. I'm just saying content. I should say funny content. I would say thoughtful and funny hot content. Just if you want content, go to my YouTube.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available now on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.